It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Nick Tatton. And, you know, St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. The parade coming up on the 16th, and also the same day as the parade, and they've done this for as long as I can remember. It is going to be a great time up at Notre Dame, because we got to have that corned beef and cabbage lunch. Now, if you're like me, you love corned beef. Maybe not so much the cabbage, but corned beef has got to be where it's at. And then if the kids are going to go, don't worry, they've got them covered too. Plus, they've got games, they've got a bake sale, and some really cool things for a silent auction. So Nick's going to cover it all with us right now this morning. Nick, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. Dave O'Hokanson, we're all in our Irish mode now.
Is that what it is already?
It is. It's time.
Okay, I will be down announcing the parade. So
I'll try and make my way
up there as soon as we're done. So let's talk about this. How many years have you been a part of it?
12, 15.
And it's been going on before that even.
Off and on, yeah, but we've been real regular for the last years. It's a great thing for the church, great thing for the community, a lot of fun to do, a lot of work, but it's fun to do. And so we'll be up there starting Friday cooking, I think it's around 300 pounds of corned beef, and getting all the veggies, the cabbage and everything ready, and of course hot dogs and hamburgers for the kids, and have a great old time on Saturday the 16th.
And you guys will get started once again at noon. And you'll go, you know, a little bit during the parade, and then you'll be there after the parade. Is there like a close time when you're shutting everything down?
We're gonna be done about 8 o'clock that night. But all afternoon we'll have corned beef and cabbage, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos. We'll be doing some good church fundraiser games, and there'll be some drawings. I think they've got some great prizes to give away. Silent auction, baked goods booth is always real popular. So. A good little mini festival, St. Patrick's Day event up at Notre Dame, 2nd North and Carbon Avenue, Saturday the 16th. Be up there anytime between noon and 8, and we'll take good care of you.
So head on up there and have some lunch. Now, you had mentioned this year, and you mentioned it when you were talking about it. Is this the first year you're going to do the nachos?
No, we've had nachos before, but we're going to do Irish nachos with the corned beef on them this year. We don't know why we didn't figure that out in the years gone by, but you know, part of St. Patrick's Day is green beer, so sometimes you have to learn a lesson the long way.
That's true. That's very true.
We will have green beer, green sodas for the kids as well.
And as you said, this is really, it's for the whole family. There's going to be plenty of fun games for the kids and the adults, great things to do, and it all goes back to the church, right? This is a fundraiser for the church.
Fundraiser for the church, and one of the things I'm really proud of is the church does do community donations from that fundraiser, so they'll take care of a few church things, but they'll also give some of that money back to needs in the community that they've identified are important to them.
And that's just, once again, this is just a great way to go out and take the whole family, have some fun. You know what? Go hang out with your friends and your neighbors. Have some nachos, have some corned beef and cabbage, because don't forget to wear green, I would assume.
Don't you get pinched if you don't wear green?
That's what I had heard.
I think that could happen.
See, and if Nick's there, are you going to be the patrolman?
I will be pinch patrol.
Okay, so once again, head on up there. Go to the parade. If you choose to go to the parade, that's awesome. We're going to be down there starting at noon. And then after the parade, head on up to the Hope Center there for Notre Dame and go get the corned beef and cabbage lunch. It's going to be a great day. It always is.
And I'd also want to say, Dave, that we'll be serving lunch there, of course. But we do a whole lot, you know, we do a whole lot of carry out. And so, you know, if you want to grab them and, you know, go to your family event or something as well, we'd appreciate everybody supporting the fundraiser. But we do a lot of carry out lunches as well. I don't know that we can do delivery because we have green beer, right?
Right. But that's okay. Carry out is just as good.
It is.
You can't carry out the green beer either, though.
No.
But you got to be careful with that. Anyhow, head on up there, get ready, have some fun. And really, another great thing about it is, We can kind of feel it out there right now. It's a great way to usher in spring as well.
Yeah, we're having a nice spring day today, and let's have a nice spring day on the 16th and enjoy the parade, enjoy corned beef and cabbage, and We'll all be good and Irish that day.
Head on up there and have some fun. Once again, the Notre Dame Hoop Center. It's going to be March 16th. That's Saturday, starting at noon, going until about 8 o'clock, you said?
Yeah, right.
It's the annual corned beef and cabbage luncheon. And they've got the kids covered with hot dogs, hamburgers. They've got the bake sale. They've got great games going on and a cool silent auction. Head on up there. Help out Notre Dame Church with a fundraiser. And just enjoy your time. Enjoy the day, really.
Yeah, it'll be a good time, friends and family day.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Nick Tatton all about the corned beef luncheon coming up on March 16th. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.